This is AgriPulse Drive Time for Monday, February 10th, brought to you by Commodity Classic. Good afternoon. I'm Jeff Nally. President Donald Trump's plan to downsize the federal workforce is on hold after a courtroom hearing this afternoon. It's the latest example of how the Republican president's ambitious plans have become ensnared in the judicial system. U.S. District Judge George O'Toole Jr. paused the deferred resignation program last week. Today, the judge said the stay would remain in place until he issues a ruling. No date for that to be offered. Trump wants to use financial incentives to encourage government employees to quit. According to the White House, 65,000 workers had taken the government up on its offer as of Friday. In the marketplace, steel stocks surged today after President Trump promised to impose 25% tariffs on imports of steel and aluminum. Those levies would apply to all countries exporting the metals to the U.S. Trump said he would announce the new tariffs as soon as today, along with what he described as reciprocal tariffs tomorrow or Wednesday, that on countries that have imposed levies on U.S.-made goods. The proposed steel and aluminum tariffs would make it harder for overseas companies to sell their lower-priced products in the U.S. market. President Trump has been wielding emergency powers to impose tariffs on China. He's threatened those for Canada and Mexico with future duties, also legal challenges to follow. For now, Republicans of the Congress appear willing to give the president wide discretion to use emergency powers as he sees fit. Last week, Trump threatened new 25% duties on imports from Canada and Mexico and actually implemented an additional 10% duty on imports from China using powers granted under the International Emergency Economic Powers Act. That act has never been used to impose tariff, although Richard Nixon used it as a precursor to impose an across-the-board duty in the early 1970s. The Constitution puts trade policy under Congress' purview, but over the years, Congress has delegated many of those authorities to the president. Several GOP lawmakers have pushed back on Trump's announced tariffs on Mexico and Canada. Even Republicans who oppose sweeping tariffs on U.S. trade partners told AgriPulse they're willing to give the president the benefit of the doubt when it comes to using emergency powers to impose tariffs. AgriPulse reporting this afternoon, continued uncertainty on more than $489 million of food assistance at ports, in transit, and in warehouses at risk of spoilage, unanticipated storage needs, and diversion. As a routine matter, USAID prepositions emergency food aid in DHA warehouses around the world. That includes approximately 29,000 metric tons in Houston, Texas, valued at nearly $39 million, 40,000 metric tons at a warehouse in East Africa, valued at $40 million, and 10,000 metric tons at a South African warehouse, valued at $10 million. U.S. staff identified over 500,000 additional metric tons of food currently at sea or ready to be shipped. The food is sourced from the American Farmer pursuant to Title II Food for Peace and Commodity Credit Corporation funding. Because that funding source was not included under the Secretary's Emergency Food Assistance Waiver, those commodities held in limbo subject them to spoilage, unanticipated storage needs, and potential diversion. In the commodity market, trading was subdued today in front of tomorrow's WASDE report from the Department of Agriculture. Today's Drive Time is brought to you by Commodity Classic. Achieving excellence isn't easy. It's reserved for those willing to work for it. Farmers like you who strive for bigger yields and better education. People who settle for nothing less than the very best. Because you know, excellence can only be achieved through hard work, commitment, and perseverance. Take your operation to new heights and join us for the 2025 Commodity Classic, Elevating Excellence in Agriculture, March 2nd through 4th in Denver. Learn more at CommodityClassic.com. Well, that's all for today's Drive Time. For more agriculture, trade, food, environment, and regulatory news, visit AgriPulse.com. For AgriPulse, I'm Jeff Nally.